Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You are listening to Encouragementology. What a special evening. I hope you're all snuggled in with your family and your friends. And if you're missing those special people tonight, I hope you're remembering them and it's bringing you some joy. Holidays are difficult for some. So let's be mindful as you celebrate and ring in the new year. So tonight we are going to be talking about enriching your world and creating balance. We're also going to be featuring vintage jazz duo Sunday and Mr. Gessel. They are singer-songwriters from Seattle, Washington. I actually met Jason and Kate last year when they played here at Long Branch in Carbondale, believe it or not. Then they spent the night with Matt and I while they were on their tour. I featured them on my first show, and tonight I will be playing songs from their Christmas album, Dear Santa, Won't You Bring Me a Ring? As we reflect on 2018 and look forward to 2019, we need to seek balance and a better way to enrich our world. Remember the sitcoms of the 50s? The perfect lawns, the white picket fences, and the sweet manicured families who were all so simple and innocent? We wonder, what happened? Today we turn on the news or browse our social media and we are alarmed, at least I am, by all of the negativity. The world is suffering and humanity is dying, or so it seems. Now we could join in and become cynical and depressed. We could ruminate on all that's wrong and join in the banter, or we could seek something better. And that's what I propose that we do. The dynamics of psychology are cognition, perception, learning, emotion, attitudes, and relationships, and they all play a significant role in how humans see themselves and the many elements in their environment. You know, you could search the internet and find a gazillion top 10 lists instructing you on how to achieve optimal mind, body, and spirit. Everything from traveling the world and adopting the spirit-filled practices of other cultures to setting a 5-minute timer on your phone for a midday meditation break. Now, I may have nothing new for you. I mean, my advice is simply my advice and may or may not rise to the top of the list. But in everything we do, we should strive for a healthy balance. Everything in moderation, even moderation. I heard that from Matt's 95-year-old grandmother, who definitely understands about a healthy balance. She's the mother of 11 children, all successful. Most of them are artists and world travelers. She writes a weekly feature for her local paper, plays piano at the area nursing homes, and she still cooks Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner for her whole family and their families. So wait, she actually might need a little more balance. Life in many ways is a balancing act. I mean, walking a tightrope and constantly juggling work, home, money, health, and relationships. When you have laser focus on your goals and how to succeed on all fronts, you often fail to understand the importance of having true balance in your life. Maintaining a well-balanced life is crucial for your health, happiness, and well-being, but it's also essential for boosting productivity, managing stress, or unleashing your true potential. Do you feel like your life is out of balance? Do you work way more than you play? Do you run way more than you relax? Are your priorities in alignment with your dreams? That's a good one. Are your priorities in alignment with your dreams? When you're living with balance in your life, you will be living with peace and harmony every day. Wouldn't that be great? You know, balance comes in physical forms, emotional forms, and spiritual forms. Being in balance may mean something different to each person. For me, having a balanced life means creating time for the things I have to do as well as the things I like to do. You know, we must all eat and sleep each day. We have to do those things. Many of us also have to work, and some have to go to school. But it's up to each of us to create harmony between our life responsibilities while finding time, like daily or weekly, to participate in activities that actually bring us pleasure or personal fulfillment, something that rejuvenates our soul. Eating healthy and finding time to do some form of physical exercise on a routine basis can create physical balance in our bodies. Adequate rest and sleep are also necessary for our bodies to rejuvenate and feel refreshed so that we're able to take on all the activities we want to do in our lives. Balance also means making time for friends and family. This is a part of our emotional balance. Having a support system is important and makes us feel cared for and loved. Knowing there's someone out there that cares about our whole well-being. It's also a good feeling to be supportive to another person that you love or care for. It becomes an equal relationship of giving and receiving, offering equal emotional balance. When a relationship is in balance, the circle of giving and receiving is complete. Is your relationship in balance? I mean, really think about that. Is it a give and take? When this happens, you know you've been blessed with a loving and caring person in your life that recognizes the need for balance as well as you do. So cherish and appreciate that person. They're pretty rare. Where are you falling short? It's important to really rejuvenate where you might be off balance instead of generalizing everything like good or bad, healthy or ill. You know, really pick out the pieces of your life that might need an extra boost. Equal importance should be put on quiet and downtime as well as fun and play. Quiet or downtime allows us to rejuvenate again and refocus. This becomes our spiritual balance. Your body, mind, and spirit need time to refuel. So take some downtime each day to reflect on those things, the things that are really important to you. Refuel your soul. This can be done in forms of like yoga or meditation or by simply just being quiet. Quiet while you listen to some relaxing music. Use this time to reconnect with your inner spirit. So let's do it right now. Let's take a big breath in. Now out. It's time to connect with your self-love and your appreciation for all that you have. So push out the pressures of the day, things you might have left undone, or things that might feel overwhelming. Focus on the good. Are you seeing it? What went right today? What can you find appreciation for today? Next, visualize your desires. It's always great to get that in your mind, really get a clear picture. This will create peace for you within your day and remind you that there are really things that are more important. So can you see it? Creating balance doesn't mean starting over every time you find a new passion, but instead it's a continual enrichment of your life. Start by looking at the world around you and how you respond to it. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to listen to some wonderful holiday music. I'm so excited about Sunday and Mr. Gessle. This husband and wife duo puts on a vintage-inspired show that blends blues, swing, country, and Latin sounds. Performing hits from the Roaring Twenties to modern classics and originals, Sunday and Mr. Gessle utilize technique, technology, and unique instrumentation to give this little band its big band sound. Mr. Gessle's mesmerizing fingerstyle guitar dazzles and inspires, while Sunday's sultry voice interpretations drip with charm and nostalgia. You're going to love this one. It's the title of the album, Dear Santa, Won't You Bring Me a Ring?
About those presents you're hauling. I just care about one thing. Dear Santa, won't you bring me a ring? No, don't need Santa the pine or holiday rhymes. Mistletoe or fruitcake times. No, 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 I just need a little bling. Santa, honey, bring me a ring. I've been waiting oh so patiently, every single year, looking under the tree. But I never seem to get the gift that'll get me set. I just need one golden ring. Don't fill my stocking with wine. I'll save you some time if you'd be so kind and bring me some peace of mind. All I'm gonna do is sing. Dear Santa, won't you bring me a ring? I seem to get the gift that'll get me sane. I just need one golden ring. Don't need no twinkling lights, fire burning bright. Just need him to stay with me all through the night. Yes, I just need one thing. Dear Santa, won't you bring me? Please, honey, bring me. Oh, Santa, won't you bring me a ring?
And this is Encouragementology. Tonight, we are talking about enriching your world and creating balance. So important to have a good balance in your life. We can get crazy running in all different directions. And when we finally slow down, we find out that we're a little off kilter. So it's important to try to find that balance. Before the break, we talked about a couple of different things, really getting in touch with your soul and refueling your soul, rejuvenating your body. We did a little visualization exercise. And now we're going to talk about really connecting with the world around you. We're going to start with the outer world. Create a joyful and brain-stimulating environment. Be aware of where you are and the people you associate with, your community, areas of need. Being with positive people and giving back to impact others will enrich your soul. So here's five reasons from happier.com. Yes, there really is a happier.com. Isn't that amazing? So the first one is to remember, happiness is contagious. You know it. When you walk into a room and you see those happy people with smiles on their faces, they've got sparkles in their eyes, you sort of gravitate to those people, don't you? I mean, imagine a room full of people, maybe a holiday party, for instance. You've got someone sort of to themselves looking down at their plate, really trying to be a fly on the wall. And then you have those ones, those people that just light up the room. They're so happy. You want to know, what do you have? What are you drinking? What are you eating? I need to get some of that. So you go towards them and it's contagious. It really is a great lift to your spirit. You know, spend time around these people and you'll find yourself seeing the world totally differently. Number two, laughter is a great way to bond with others. Don't you feel that way? Laughter is the best medicine. I mean, when you start laughing with your friends, really those guttural laughs where you're almost in tears, boy, it's such a pick-me-up. There's also a thing called laughing yoga. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's pretty interesting. I actually did a little bit of it, but did you know you can fake laugh and get the same happy chemical release? So what happens is you fake laugh and then you start laughing at yourself for laughing that way. So it actually turns into a real laugh. So during some laughing yoga exercises, you're in a room with a whole group of people laughing. Now, how could that be a bad thing to do? When something is perceived as funny, the reward center of the brain is activated, the same area that's activated during cocaine-induced highs, believe it or not. In his book, A Better High, Dr. Bellis says, "I'm not going to argue that laughing is more intense high than cocaine, but the brain knows how to balance a natural high. You will never hear, 'The movie was so funny last night, I'm hungover.'" Laughter is a superior high on many levels. Number three, less complaining is good for everyone. We all know life can be hard. We all have struggles. We're all busy, right? You hear that from everyone. How are you doing today? I'm busy. I'm so busy. Okay, we're all busy. We get it. But isn't it refreshing to spend time with people who don't waste time and energy complaining? You can almost feel your spirits lifting around someone who is willing to see all the good in things instead of the bad. Someone that can reframe their statements, instead of going negatively, they go positively. Research shows that most people complain once a minute during a typical conversation. Your brain loves efficiency and doesn't like to work any harder than it has to. When you repeat a behavior, such as complaining, your neurons branch out to each other to ease the flow of information. This makes it much easier to repeat that behavior in the future. So easy, in fact, that you might not even realize you're doing it. Doesn't it feel habitual? When you get on a roll, boy, you can just complain about everything. And then you find yourself going to the negative first. When you complain, your body releases the stress hormone called cortisol. Cortisol shifts you into a fight or flight mode, directing oxygen, blood, and energy away from everything but the systems that are essential to immediate survival. One effect of cortisol, for example, is raising your blood pressure and your blood sugar so that you'll be prepared to either escape or defend yourself. We don't want that. All that extra cortisol released by frequent complaining impairs your immune system and makes you more susceptible to higher cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, and even obesity. So you want to lose weight in 2019, you got to stop being negative. It even makes the brain more vulnerable to strokes. So for your health, let's practice positivity. Number four, you can learn coping strategies from happier people. We all have our strategies for dealing with hard days and rough times, but it can't hurt to take inspiration from those around you. They may have ideas you haven't even considered yet. Better yet, you might be invited to join them. So what are your coping strategies? I'm pretty good at letting things roll off my back. You know, I do get stressed, but it's more overwhelmed, I would say, than actual stress. When I get a minute of overwhelmed, I do sort of take a breath and maybe have a meltdown moment. It's very, very brief. And then I move directly into problem solving. Okay, I can't stay here. The number one reason is I don't like to be in a bad mood. Honestly, I just don't like to be in a bad mood. So I immediately try to figure out how to get around a situation and I start problem solving. So what do you do when you start feeling stressed? What's your coping mechanism? Okay, number five, we become like those we keep closest to us. So look around at your inner circle of friends and confidants. Are they who you would like to become? Do you admire and respect them? If not, perhaps you should consider maybe opening up your circle and finding some new people. Surround yourself with people who are genuinely happy to be with you. Power comes from joyful interactions. When you can widen your circle and accept others to add flavor and diversity, you can learn from exposing yourself to new people and new cultures. Too much research has been devoted to the science of stress, depression, and the connection to disease, and not enough about the biology of joy. Why don't we find out why people who are feeling optimistic or happy and joyful make fewer trips to the doctor? Isn't that something that we'd like to know? A lot of people get addicted to chemicals like alcohol, cocaine, amphetamines, heroin, or nicotine even. Why do they do that? And why aren't they happy? It is because our brains have a variety of chemical systems that regulate their electrical activities in waking and sleeping, and the addictive drugs artificially stimulate those systems. But the feelings you get from those are not joy. Dr. Derek Cox, director of public health at Dufresne, suspects that for decades, health professionals have been missing the big trick. It is improving health through the nation through happiness. He says, we've spent years saying that giving up smoking could be the single most important thing that we could do for our health and of the nation. And yet, there is mounting evidence that happiness might be at least as powerful a predictor, if not a more powerful predictor than some of the other lifestyle factors that we talk about in terms of cigarette smoking, diet, physical activity, or those kinds of things. The emerging field of positive effect is focused on identifying contributing factors and various effects of positive, subjective experiences and emotions such as hope, optimism, and spirituality. Positive effect is a term encompassing various components, including happiness, contentment, life satisfaction, optimism, and well-being. So it appears that happy, healthy people have the same habits. So I really wanted to bring that to the forefront, the positive effect. That's so important. Those are contributing factors: hope, optimism, encouragement. Those are things that we can use for our own happiness and for the happiness of others. So we're going to take another break. We're going to listen to another song from Sunday and Mr. Gessle. You know, they met in 2013 and started playing music together. They quickly realized they had a mutual love for early jazz and pop tunes from the 1930s and decided to focus on that lavish decade. After several months of playing together, they realized that they kind of liked each other and decided to start dating. 2 years, two albums, they were married. Branching out into more modern classics and original songs, this duo can really do it all. They dynamically entertain through their passion and determination with a total of 5 albums, 8 national tours, and 700 plus shows with no signs of slowing down. Sunday and Mr. Gessle are diving into the next adventure right now. And we're going to listen to this song, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you'll be bringing. Santa, promise me please, give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze. I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me. Mr. Santa, dear old Saint Nick, be awful careful and please don't get sick. Put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa, I love you so, I hope you never get lost in the snow. Take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry. been so good. I've done the dishes and done what I should. Made up the bed and scrubbed up my toesies. I've used a hanky when I've blown my nosey. Santa, look at these ears. They're clean as whistles and sharper than shears. Now I've put you on the spot. Mr. Santa, bring me a lot.
Welcome back to Encouragementology. So we are talking about enriching your world and creating balance. If you're just joining us, because I know you're probably having a fabulous time with your family tonight, or you're cuddled around the tree or the fire, that's fine. I'm so glad you're having a chance to do that. But if you are just joining us, I want you to know that we've been talking about how we could create some connection with our outer world. How can we really get involved? We talked about happier.com, and believe it or not, there really is a happier.com. And we were talking about five different ways that you could actually start feeling happier. What about get involved? Find ways that you can be a part of the world around you. It truly is better to give than it is to receive. The act of giving can be as simple as your time, your energy. Try volunteering. There are so many areas and simple ways that you can get involved. Even through, even though charities need monetary funds, they also need help, real people, live bodies. Giving can help others improve your health and happiness as well as theirs. So here's how. Volunteering connects you to others. That's the first thing. This is a great way to connect with your community and meet others who enjoy the same thing as you do. If you're accustomed to work, home, church, sporting events, and you don't get outside of your box, this might be the year to try that. Volunteering strengthens your ties to the community and broadens your support network, exposing you to people with common interest, neighborhood resources, and fun and fulfilling activities. Volunteering is also good for your mind and your body. Volunteering helps counteract the effects of stress, anger, anxiety. The social contact aspect of helping and working with others can have a profound effect on your overall psychological well-being. Nothing relieves stress better than a meaningful connection with another person. I'm going to say that again because I say that all the time in Encouragementology. Nothing relieves stress better than a meaningful connection with another person. Working with pets and other animals has also been shown to improve mood and reduce stress and anxiety. There are plenty of places that you can volunteer and take care of pets. St. Francis, right here. You can go down, spend some time with the animals. You can walk the animals, help clean up, donate products. It's a great way to get involved. Volunteering can also advance your career. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but if you're considering a new career, it can help you get experience in your area of interest, meet people in the field. Even if you're not planning on changing careers, volunteering gives you that opportunity to practice important skills that you would use in a workplace, such as teamwork, for instance, better communication, problem solving, project planning, task management, and also organization. Volunteering also brings fun and fulfillment to your life. Volunteering is a fun and easy way to explore your interests, your passions. Doing volunteer work can help you find an interesting way to relax or energize you. Get an escape from your day-to-day routine like school or family commitments. Volunteering also provides you with a renewed creativity, motivation, and vision. It can also carry into your personal and professional life. You can also volunteer as a family, so it's something that you can do together. So try considering volunteering as a new hobby. You could visit justserve.org for organizations you can get involved in no matter where you are, where you live, or where you visit. Now, let's talk about enriching your inner world. Feed your mind and soul with nourishing thoughts. Make time to think, wonder, pray, meditate. Recall joyful memories and add detail to create your happy place. Nostalgia raises your self-esteem, which in turn heightens optimism. This was said by a co-author of a study, Dr. Tim Wildschut, from the University of Southampton. Studies show that thinking about happy times boosts serotonin levels in your brain. Serotonin is essential for the proper functioning of your prefrontal cortex, which governs self-reflection and the regulation of emotions, helping you to override old panic patterns. I tell my group all the time, create three things that you're really excited about. Three memories that you had where you really felt good about yourself. You were happy. You were smiling. Write these down in detail and put them in a book that's close at hand. If you're having a mini meltdown, it's hard to get started on a happy thought. But if you have that guide close by, you can get started and you'll be calming down in no time. So call it your appreciation book. It's just a quick way to get to your happy place. Why don't you try expanding your mind? Read, be curious, learn new things, journal your ideas, challenge your mind with new thoughts. Writing therapy is a form of expressive therapy that uses the act of writing and processing the written word as therapy. Writing one's feelings gradually eases feelings of emotional trauma. It's also a great way to recall memories. My dad is in a nursing home, and one of his first roommates, Dave, who's close to 100, believe it or not, Dave is very spry, and he always has a joke or a story. But what you notice about Dave is he starts repeating himself after a few stories. And we were talking one night, and he said to me, "I wish I would have written more things down. More of my memories. So at this time in my life, I would have more memories to recall." That really stuck with me. You know, we're of good mind, hopefully, right now, but there is going to be a time where it's going to be more difficult to remember things. And wouldn't you want to relive some of these awesome memories? That's just a great way to journal. But be gentle with yourself. Journaling is difficult. Number one, it's difficult to find time. But number two, you feel like you need to keep things in chronological order, which for me makes me feel guilty if I skip a day or two. So if I go into journal and I've missed a couple days, I feel this need to fill in the blanks. That can burn you out and cause you not to journal. So what you may want to do is just give yourself a break. When you feel like journaling, write something down. It doesn't have to be a complete thought. It doesn't have to be in chronological order. Just write those memories down. Maybe it's something funny you heard. Maybe it's an activity that you did. Just write it down and write it down with detail. Try exploring this big old world around you. Have a new experience. Create a new story. Share your findings with others. The way we perceive ourselves in relation to the rest of the world influences our behaviors and our beliefs. I love this commercial by the Viking Cruise Line. I don't know if you've seen it. It starts with the man on the boat and he's got this big thing of fire. But he says something that's so impactful. He says, "There's only one thing you don't have enough of, and that's time." Now, obviously, for the Viking commercial, it's to let you know you're running out of time, so you better book a cruise. But it really is poignant. You know, the one thing that we don't have enough of is time. So that tells you to spend every moment to its fullest. You know, don't waste time thinking about things that you can't change or worrying about things that you have no control over. Think about things that you want to do. Start planning, start brainstorming. That will really light up the brain. Next, enrich your health. Be mindful of what you put in your mouth and how you push your body. Listen to your body. When you're tired, sleep. When you're overwhelmed, relax. When you're hungry, eat. And when you're lonely, reach out. Knowing whether a certain pain is bad or harmless, or differentiating between fatigue and being overtrained, is a skill. And like any skill, it takes time to develop and learn over time. Listening to your body means translating the thousands of signals you're receiving throughout your day. Power naps can alleviate our so-called sleep deficits, but they can also boost our brains, including improvements to creative problem solving, verbal memory, perceptual learning, object learning, and statistical learning. They help us with math, logic, reasoning, reaction times, and symbol recognition. Naps improve our mood and feelings of sleeplessness and fatigue. Not only that, napping is good for your heart, your blood pressure, stress levels, and surprisingly, even weight management. Unlike 80% of all the mammalian species, humans sleep just once a day. Scientists aren't really sure why that is, but it might be because modern society has made that the way it is. We go to bed at a decent time, we get up early, so we can get more done in our day. Regardless, it's clear that we're not getting enough sleep. In a study carried out in Greece, researchers found that adult males who took an afternoon nap at least 3 times per week were 37% less likely to die from a heart-related disease compared to men who never took a short nap in the afternoon. In a groundbreaking study by NASA in 1995, they looked at the beneficial effects of napping on 747 pilots. Each participant was allowed to nap for 40 minutes during the day, sleeping on an average of 25.8 minutes, which is actually about the right amount of time. The napper's performance improved from 16% in the median reaction time to 34% in the lapses compared to the non-rest group. Even a power nap has lasting effects. Let's break it down real quick. A 20-minute nap. What if you took a 20-minute nap? While a short 20-minute nap does enhance memory, it has more dramatic effect on mental alertness and motor skills, okay? Mental alertness, 20-minute nap. What if you took a 20 to 30-minute nap? This length of nap will typically enhance creativity, while at the same time boost memory. Okay, maybe you're going to get a long nap in. What about 30 to 60 minutes? This type of nap has incredibly beneficial impact on one's decision-making skills. It also improves the part of the memory that's responsible for memorizing such things as the alphabet, directions, etc. Okay, this is the big nap, 60 to 90 minutes. Taking this type of nap will ensure that you get to REM sleep, which is the rapid eye movement sleep. And as such, this type of nap is the most beneficial of them all. Once you reach REM sleep, it's almost as if the brain rests itself. So you're giving your brain a rest and a nap. So I don't urge you to go to your boss and tell them that it's time to take a nap on the job, but you can see where maybe when you have a little extra time, you could sneak in a few Z's. Be aware and honest about your wants and your needs. That's another thing that we need to be doing in 2019. Listen to your heart. It's hard to be introspective when you're used to caring for everyone else, but it's important that you meet your needs first. And then move. Move intentionally and consistently. This one practice reduces the impact of illness and chronic disease. People who exercise tend to have improved immune and digestive functioning, better blood pressure and bone density, and a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, osteoporosis, and certain cancers. So even if you don't want to exercise, we're not going to set up ourselves for failure and create that New Year's resolution that we're never going to achieve. You can move, and you can move intentionally and consistently. So we're going to take another break, another pause, for some holiday music from Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Kate Voss tried everything from playwriting to piano teaching before discovering a home in the Seattle jazz scene. But she never really settled down. She juggles roles in indie, jazz, pop, and country bands, each with a unique sound added by her smooth and versatile voice. Most of her recent shows have been duos with her husband under the name Sunday and Mr. Gessel. So let's listen to this last song by them. Christmas Time Is Here. ¶¶
happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families growing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families growing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for sticking with me. This is a wonderful holiday night. I'm so glad to be able to bring some positive encouragement and a little perspective for 2019 to you tonight. At this time in the show, I like to recap because, boy, we cover a lot of stuff. And we've been talking all night about enriching your world and creating balance, finding balance between fun and work, but also finding time to refuel your soul. In your quiet times, how can you get those times where you really take some time and reflect, do some soul searching, getting in touch with yourself? We also talked about the necessary practice of surrounding yourself with healthy and positive people. It is contagious. We talked about the 5 tips from happier.com, and the first one is, happiness is contagious. Find those happy people that you can rub up next to you and get a little healthy dose of their positivity. Remember, laughter builds bonds. Laugh together. Find someone with the same sense of humor. Boy, when you do that, you're going to get all the laugh lines you want from laughing continuously. Complaining less is healthier. We learned that too. Let's keep our cortisone levels down and let's not train our minds to constantly go to the negative. Complaining can be habitual. We also talked about modeling coping behaviors from other people. How do they deal with things? I often have friends ask me, how did you deal with that? How do you let things roll off your back? What do you focus on? And I'm always glad to share those experiences. And then also surround yourself with role models, the people that you really aspire to be. Make those people your friend. We talked about the benefits of volunteering. 2019, this could be your year. You could be volunteering and really getting involved. Even if you don't think you have any time, it takes very little time to give back. We talked about the 4 benefits of volunteering, the way that it helps you connect, how it enriches your life, how it could advance your career, and how it can fulfill your soul. We talked about the happy place. where is your happy place? I'm doing the finger quotes if you can't see me, but where's your happy place? What do you think about that brings you joy? This could be a family member. This could be an event. This could be a place. I have one that I always think about, and it was a time on a beach, and it was the perfect weather. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the sun was sort of already going down, and the weather was perfect. The waves were coming right up next to one of those wooden chairs I was laying out on, and my skin was hot. I'd been laying out for a part of the day, and so the wind was lightly blowing, and it was the sound of the ocean and the wind. I was just about to drift off to sleep, and it was just the most peaceful moment. That's one of my happy places, and I'm able to recall it easily. We talked about writing those down with detail. And as we build more and more and more experiences, at some point, our minds are going to start pushing some of them off. Let's write those down. Let's journal those so that we don't forget. Also, be curious. Explore the world. Maybe you're not going to be going on a European vacation this year. That is okay. But what you could do is find something new to do, a new place to visit, even in your own backyard. I bet there's plenty of places in Southern Illinois or in your area that you haven't visited. We talked about listening to your body. Listen to your body. Don't get in such a rush, running full speed, that you don't listen when you need help, when you need to take a break, when you need a moment to yourself. And we talked about the power of napping. Wasn't that exciting to hear? I know you nappers out there are very excited and feel justified. And then we talked about moving more intentionally and more often. Make that your goal. If you're worried about setting up a rigorous exercise schedule, don't worry. Just move. Move more intentionally and more often. So I challenge you to explore all the ways to enrich your life. You deserve the time and the attention. Then make a healthy investment daily that creates balance and an enjoyable payoff. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.
I stumbled through until the path was clear. That's when I found you.